This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More details are coming out on the $70 million incentive package that helped lure the Sundance Film Festival to Boulder. Democratic State Representative Bob Marshall of Douglas County says he opposed the state tax credit. He'd rather use that public money in other ways.
Public education and basic infrastructure, and that's the best economic development programs you can have, is if you have an environment with low crime, good schools, and good infrastructure.
On CPR's Real Talk, Governor Jared Polis said the money will come from budget surpluses, and he says it was necessary to make the state's bid competitive.
In addition to the direct impact from the festival, which is over $100 million a year, many people are also going to extend their stay, go to the mountains and ski, come to Denver, Colorado Springs, view the cultural attractions that we have.
Some of the money is earmarked for smaller film events around the state. This week, Boulder revealed its pledge of up to $34 million over 10 years. Much of that includes rebates like permitting reimbursements and donations for things like marketing and public safety efforts. The Sundance Film Festival will be in Boulder starting in 2027. A new state law requires public schools to screen early elementary students for dyslexia. 43 other states already do that screening. Dyslexia is the most prevalent learning disability, affecting an estimated 250,000 Colorado students in kindergarten through third grade. The screenings will start in 2027. Staying cloudy along the Front Range with a chance for rain through the day and tomorrow. More rain in the mountains and mostly sunny for Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.